Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our In Christ series is Forgiveness Part 2. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. The last day we began speaking about forgiveness as one of the In Christ realities, and we concluded by saying that whether we felt forgiven or we didn't, forgiveness has been provided for us in Christ Jesus. Today, I would like for us to think a bit more about how we can work this In Christ realities as believers. As believers, what exactly happens when we sin? Can we just sin and walk away since we have forgiveness in Christ? Are we even allowed to commit sin as believers? Now, everyone or every single In Christ reality has a process or a protocol to appropriate it to our lives here on earth. This is why early on in the book of Ephesians, in chapter 1 and verse 3, Paul wrote to us telling us that all blessings we have in Christ Jesus are domiciled in the heavenly places. Now, you can't just get up in the morning and hop on a bus to go to a destination called heavenly places. The spiritual realm exists in a different dimension to our own world, and so there must be protocols that we must put in place to be able to appropriate spiritual realities into this realm. This is true for every single In Christ reality. So today I want us to think a bit about what the protocols are for receiving forgiveness post-salvation. I do not think I can exhaust this topic in the next 1 month. So every time in subsequent episodes that I share a scripture that relates to this, I will highlight it and link us back to this topic if you don't mind. 1 John 2 and verse 1 is the clearest scripture to me about the position of the believer with sin. It says, "My dear children, I'm writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous." How does that scripture start? "We expect you not to sin." Remember, we said that one of the connotations of redemption is that we no longer belong to ourselves, that we now live our lives in accordance to the dictates of the one who owns us. The Bible says when we offer ourselves up to God in this way, it is our reasonable service. That is, believers who do not give themselves up to the Lord totally are unreasonable. It's that simple. That a person, rather than watch you die, saved and ransomed you from death, is it not reasonable that you now live for that person? So as a quick aside, can you do an audit of your life and answer the question, are you reasonable? As believers, we are called to not sin. But because we still live in this earthly body with all its limitations, there will be times, no matter how well-intentioned we are, that we may step out of line. It is at these points that we need to engage the protocol that will bring forgiveness into our lives as a reality in our own realm. The scripture doesn't leave us in doubt as to what this protocol is. 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to first forgive and then to cleanse us of the unrighteousness that sin causes." Again, I have gone way over my time, so let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory and all the praise and all the adoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.